Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
All right, welcome back to Harmony Corruption. If you're listening in for the first time in a hot minute, you're going to be thinking, hey, this doesn't sound pre-recorded. That's because it's not. Pre-recording is a nonsensical term. The proper term is recorded. Anyway, normally this show is broadcast at local FM in UMBSJ nowadays, but back in the good old days, this show was broadcast at CHSR, back when it first started and the first 100 episodes. But I am back in town for the week, so this episode is actually going to be broadcast at local FM next week, as well as CFRC and CHOP FM. So for everybody listening in Kingston, Newmarket, or St. John, hello. But for one night only, I'm in beautiful, lovely Fredericton, and I have a special guest today.
Hello, Tyler.
Who are you?
My name is Cam. I am from Synapse Radio.
And where can I listen to that?
That is on CHSR 97.9 FM, the greatest radio station in the world.
Nice little spot. Yeah. So, for everybody who hasn't listened to Synapse Radio, what can they hear on that?
Basically nothing. We play all sorts of music, bunch of whatever just kind of pops into our minds, and then we talk about nothing for 20 minutes. I'd be very surprised if anybody listens to it at all.
Well, I mean, talking about nothing's kind of my thing on this show, too, so I think we're kindred spirits in that regard. Yeah. So anyway, Cam's joining me tonight. Cam's a very special guest and a good friend of mine. We're both nerds about metal, among other genres of music.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of music, the song you heard to open the show was Worm with The Night Has Fangs off the new album Necropalace. Following that, I have four tunes coming up, actually, all by bands that I will have seen by the end of this week. Emperor, two songs off of Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk, with The Loss and Curse of Reverence and The Acclamation of Bonds. If you're playing Scrabble, that's a lot of points. After that, Blood Incantation with Chaoplasm off Starspawn and Hidden Species, Vitrification of Blood. Whew. Also off of Starspawn. Very hyped to be seeing this show. Any comments you'd like to make?
I'm very jealous you get to see Blood Incantation. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I haven't interviewed Emperor exactly, but I've interviewed the lead singer from Emperor back on this show, actually. I interviewed Ishan when he was putting out his self-titled solo album, which was like his seventh or eighth solo album.
Was it metal?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's like metal, but he also has like saxophone on there and a bunch of other stuff.
That's kind of crazy.
Really cool stuff, actually.
Interesting.
Ishan's solo work is super interesting. And kind of a little... It explores a bunch of stuff that Emperor didn't necessarily explore, but also still has some of the like black metal roots in it, which is pretty cool to hear.
Yeah.
And like interviewing him was hilarious because like he's such a soft-spoken guy. He's like, yeah, so you know, like I think one of the most important releases in, in music history is like Radiohead's OK Computer. And then you hear him live and he sounds like a like demented goblin. It's like I love this dude. He's sick. And then I interviewed I'm forgetting who from Blood Incantation. I think it's the drummer Caleb or Isaac. I can't remember. He's also in Stormkeep and a few other bands. Anyway, so with that, here are two tunes by Emperor and two tunes by Blood Incantation here on, oh my goodness, on CHSR.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. We are back with good old Cam.
Hello, listeners.
That was Blood Incantation with Hidden Species, Vitrification of Blood, and Chaoplasm, both off of Blood Incantation's debut, Starspawn.
Yeah, I was going to try to say it at the same time. It's a Synapse thing we do, is try to say the words at the same time.
What year did it come out?
2016?
Yep.
Nice.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
10 years old this year.
Wow. Crazy.
I think Interdimensional Extinction came out like 2014 or 15. That was like the EP with like the planet with like the circle, yep. Like the ring of skulls on it. I remember finding that in like YouTube recommended for like Demolich back in like 2014 and thinking like, oh my goodness, I'm such a hipster. These guys are so underground. Yeah. They only had like a cassette single or cassette demo and that as their EP at the time on their Metal Archives page.
Yeah.
And then Starspawn came out and I was like, oh yeah, those guys. I remember finding their like EP on YouTube. That was kind of cool. Oh, this is cool too. Anyway, now they're in like Rolling Stone magazine, so that's fun, I guess.
Yeah, it's weird.
Before that, two tunes by Emperor, The Acclamation of Bonds and The Loss and Curse of Reverence off Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk. Very, very excited to be seeing those two bands. I've been listening to Emperor for a very long time. My drum teacher actually gave me the CD of Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk. That's like probably one of my all-time favorite black metal albums.
How old were you?
Probably like 13.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. He found like a bunch of old CDs in his parents' basement when he was like just going through some old stuff at his parents' place. Mm-hmm. He'd moved out, with his like wife and kid, but he just stopped by. He had some like music stuff there that he wanted for like his drum kit or something, and he's like, "I found a bunch of CDs if you want them." There's a bunch of cool metal stuff that I remember listening to as a kid. And he gave me like a stack of like 20 CDs. And I was like, all right. Yeah, he gave me like two Emperor CDs, Halloween, Keeper of the Seven Keys Part 1, Iron Maiden, No Prayer for the Dying, and Number of the Beast. Sepultura of Roots, which... Bleh.
Oh, stop.
I'm not a Roots fan.
Oh, grow up.
Oh, I have. That's the issue with why I don't like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I love Chaos AD. Don't love Roots. Rat-a-Mahat is good. The song's good. That album is like 40 minutes too long.
I'll give you that. That seems fair.
There's like two songs on there I like, but I find even like the song Roots, Bloody Roots goes on for like 2 minutes.
Oh,
longer
no,
than it needs
that
to.
I was just, he shouldn't have brought that up. The last part where he like the gradual scream into that's incredible.
But like, again, the song feels like you could cut out like half the choruses and it would still be just as good.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
Rat-a-Mahat, kind of the same thing. I've always been an Arise, Chaos AD, Beneath the Remains, and Schizophrenia guy. I don't mind the Bestial Devastation EP and Morbid Visions album, but I found like Schizophrenia to Chaos AD. That's my Sepultura era.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you at least admitted that, because Chaos AD is, it's a great album.
Chaos AD kind of rips. I know everybody lumps it in with like, oh, thrash band going groove in the 90s, but like, that's not a Pantera album.
Not a Pantera album at all, yeah. I didn't realize people did that.
Yeah.
Made fun of that.
It's less thrashy compared to their stuff before, but it still has all the Sepultura-y goodness that we all love.
I love the groove. I love the thrash to groove, dude. Yeah. That's great.
What's the song? Clenched Fist, I think, and Nomad. Those are like my favorite song. Territory, too.
Oh, Territory is amazing. But is... this is the title of the song, so I'm allowed to swear. Is Dictator shit on that album, or is it on Roots, Bloody Roots?
I think
Roots?
It's on Roots.
Oh, okay. Because that song's hilarious.
I find Chaos AD is probably their most sonically interesting album. That album is really dense and dissonant at times.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think the song Manifest has like this really super dissonant riff, and I was a very annoying kid in high school, so like my mom would let me put my CDs in the car, I remember we were listening to Chaos AD in the car, and my mom, like, I could see she was getting more and more annoyed as the songs went, because that album kind of gets more dissonant the further you get into it, and we got to Manifest, and the opening riff of that song, she's like, can you just... I want you to listen to your music, but could we listen to another album, please?
Well, it's nice to know that she was still supportive.
Anyway, yeah, shout out to my mom. She has the patience of a saint. She is not a metal fan, generally. No. Speaking of ugly music, up next, actually, I have Infester.
Yes.
And I Hate God.
Yes.
And cursed.
Yes.
And full of hell.
Yep.
And god flesh.
That's right. A bunch of ugly music. Perfect music. 5 tracks in a row.
Ugly music for beautiful people.
That's right.
So first off, I got a Higher Art of Immutable Beauty by Infestor off To the Depths.
In Degradation?
There you go.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the other half.
I Hate God with Crimes Against Skin, realizing that doesn't sound great. Anyway.
They're edgy, but we're not. Okay.
Yeah, no. I don't think they're advocating for that, to be clear. This is off Take Is Needed for Pain. Great album.
Yes,
probably my favorite I Hate God album, even though I do love Dope Sick.
Dope Sick is mine, but
and
I
Left
agree.
Just and In the Name of Suffering I love as well. But
yeah.
Take Is Needed for Pain's always been my favorite. Cursed, got Reparations. This is off Cursed 2.
Mm-hmm.
Full of Hell, Ash and Mesh. Can't remember. I think this is off Trumpeting Ecstasy.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
And then Pulp by Godflesh off of course, 1989 Street Cleaner. Did you hear about Justin Broderick, by the way?
No, what?
So he had, like, an abdominal surgery. Apparently his, like, abdominal floor is too weak. So, like, he can't shout anymore. So
no
he's
way.
Putting Godflesh to bed. He's already got one album fully recorded, and he's got a second the final Godflesh album. He's working on it right now, but he's never going to tour with Godflesh again, and he's pretty much exclusively going to material where he doesn't need to shout moving forward. So like Jizu or Jezu, however you say it, and like a few of his other bands. But he's putting Godflesh to rest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe after 40 years, it might be appropriate.
Yeah. The fact that like it hospitalized him because he was shouting so hard.
Oh really? I didn't realize it was connected. That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, he'd like his abdominal floor has like it's apparently super weak for whatever reason. Anyway,
bizarre.
Very sad news, but there's no such thing as a bad Godflesh album. Honestly, pretty much everything Justin Broderick does is awesome.
Yeah,
Napalm Death was sick. Godflesh is sick. Jizu or however you say it's really great. He's got a million projects.
Yeah,
I'm forgetting
does.
The name of off the top of my head. But anyway, I will get back to the tunes because we don't need to talk all night, only some of the night. Anyway, here is Infestor. This is actually one of your favorite metal albums of all time, isn't it?
It is indeed. One of my favorite metal bands, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And only one album.
Only one album, yeah. That's
the
right.
sign of a good death metal band, though.
Yes.
If you're a dissonant death metal band and you put out more than one death metal album, that means you've done something wrong. Especially if you're Finnish.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's Infestor on Harmony Corruption.